everybody. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show about the Akashic Records and what the Akashic Records can mean in your life and what we can do to help you understand your life a little bit better, and also gives you guidance. You know, the Akashic Records won't tell you what to do, but they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So, you know, soul's intention... oh, and by the way, I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information more accessible. Now, tonight you can call in and talk to me live. This is a live show. Today is June 24th, 2012. And you can call in at bbsradio.com, and I will give you those numbers. You can, in fact, if you've got the website up for BBS, that's great, but we are on station 2 at bbsradio.com, and those numbers to call in are, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, toll-free, 888-429-5471. You can dial direct at 530-513-6472 if you're out of the country, and we do have a country code of 011. You can also email me your questions at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at Akasha. It's info at akashicwisdom.com. So we can certainly look at that, and you email your questions. Please include your current legal name. And so when I access the records, I can help you with a lot of different things. In fact, coming up next weekend, I'm going to be, now these are for people who are in the Ohio, Michigan area, or if you want to come farther, that's great. There is an event going to be happening at the Unity Spiritual Center in Westlake, Ohio. It's called Pets Be Blessed. It's on Saturday, June 30th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Unity Spiritual Center is doing this as a fundraiser for Perfect Companion Cat Sanctuary, Mercy for Animals, and Berea Animal Rescue Friends. And that those are the folks that are going to be benefiting by these wonderful volunteers, and I'm going to be one of them. I'm actually going to be opening up the records of the animals and their guardians. I don't like to say owners, but the idea here is that there are going to be animals there. There, people are bringing their dogs or cats or whatever. And with the animal's permission, I'm going to go ahead and open up that animal's records and find out a little bit more about what the whole purpose of this particular animal being with that particular guardian. And so, you know, your pets have a divine purpose as you do. And so what I'm going to be doing is helping the guardians understand why they have chosen each other and what you can learn from your beloved companion, not to mention if there are behavior problems or if there's health issues, help you understand what is the best course of action as a suggestion, not as a diagnosis. So that's what I'm going to be doing on Saturday, June 30th. So, again, if you are in the Ohio area or a drivable area to Westlake, Ohio, it's the Unity Spiritual Center. You can find that out and go to their website. Again, it's Unity Spiritual Center in Westlake, Ohio. And it's $10 for the whole day. I mean, it's a very, very inexpensive day, if you will. So that's something that maybe if you want, maybe there's somebody in your area or maybe that you know somebody that's in that area that would enjoy coming. So, and again, this is all the donation, and there's going to be door prizes and places for the dogs to romp in little pools, and it's really going to be a great event. So I'm very proud and happy to be a part of that. And as a part of this, we really want to talk about what is the purpose of having a pet or an animal, or for us to be guardians of wonderful beings in our life? You know, we assume that these wonderful beings, I don't think that the people listening to this radio program necessarily assume, but the general public many times assumes that the animal is, quote-unquote, just a dumb animal. And I think that's just so entirely wrong. You know, our wonderful beings and our friends know so much more than we could ever understand. They have an understanding of life by observance, by just observing how people react, and have senses that are way advanced than ours in many cases. And so, you know, we choose in many lifetimes to be animals. I mean, there's a lot of folks that the jury is out whether or not we can reincarnate to be an actual animal. But, you know, there really aren't any rules. It's like, if you want to incarnate to be and experience what it feels like to be an animal or a tree or a fish, then so be it. Enjoy yourself. I mean, this is, you know, when we move back into spirit, we have the unlimited possibilities are really open to us. And we forget when we come into body, and we forget when we come into this density, how unlimited our possibilities are. You know, we come into this lifetime, and we're babies, and we have this wonderful sense of awe. Did you ever watch a child when they first see a color or a plaything? It's just absolute joy and awe. And as we grow up, we allow the powers that be and the opinions of others to share with us and kind of dampen our spirit. I mean, and it's not necessarily anything that parents try to do or even want to do. It's just called parenting. It's called telling us what the negatives are more often than telling us what the positives are in life. And we as humans, when we take on the human physicality and the human DNA and the human mental aspect, we move into that vibration, if you will, then what happens is we start believing them. So the idea here is that what we want to really talk about, that we really want to help you understand, is that our wonderful animal brothers and sisters, if you will, our wonderful beings of light, I mean, especially whether it's the whales and the dolphins, or it's the lions and the tigers, or it's your cat or dog or lizard, whatever you have in your life that is there for you to care for, remember that they are also caring for you. There is nothing that comes into our life that doesn't bring a richness. There's nothing that comes into our life that doesn't give us an opportunity to give and to forgive, etc. And our wonderful animal friends are perfect examples of unconditional love, as I'm sure you all who have pets or have had pets understand. And so at this particular Pets Be Blessed event, there's going to be folks doing Reiki and acupressure, and I'm sure some energy healing. There's going to be a chiropractor there for animals, and again, I'm going to be there. I'm sure there's going to be some animal communicators. I would be surprised if there wouldn't be, but I'm going to be there. Like I said, opening up the animals' records and the records of the folks that are caring for them. And so that goes with you too. It's like, so if you have a question about your pet tonight that you would like answered, if you have a wonderful pet that you want to understand better, if you have a pet in your life you want to know, why did this wonderful being come into my life, then do give a call. I mean, and we can chat about it. Again, it's 530-513-6472. It's direct. Or 888-429-5471. If for some reason you can't get through that line, please email me at info at akashicwisdom.com. That's I-N-F as in Frank O at akashicwisdom, a.k.a. S-H-I-C, wisdom.com. So we also want to offer that that you have the choice. You know, there's sometimes that pets come into our lives and they don't stay very long. Either they are lost or they don't stay on the planet very long, or excuse me, something happens that prevents them from being with us. And naturally, when a pet is taken from us, then what we, you know, we naturally feel this grief, like we've lost a child or a dear friend. And in fact, we have lost a dear friend. But the reality is, no one, even animals, no one leaves the planet who is not complete. And so if they have left you, whether they've been with you a while and then they leave, or they've been with you a short time and they leave, please understand that they were complete and they felt complete with the lessons that they provided you with. And whether or not you feel complete is what you have to look at. Okay, you have to really look at how this wonderful being of light enriched your life and what you can move into to understand it better. Okay? Very, very important. Very, very important. Okay? I feel like there's questions about these wonderful beings that you would like to ask. So please feel free to call in, or for any other subject. I mean, it doesn't have to be just about animals tonight. You can talk about relationships, why a person is in your life, and how you can learn by that person, how you can heal relationships, how you can expand your creativity. All of these things have information in the Akashic Records. You want to think about the Akashic Records being like God's great Google in the sky, if you will. It's a kind of divine search engine. And so we plug things in and we ask the questions, and then we talk about what is there that we want to expand or know more about, or we have questions that we want to ask the divine that somehow we just can't get clear about. We're just not sure what guidance there is, and so we want to understand what our next steps are. Now, again, we don't want to talk about we won't tell you what to do, but we will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. See, by somebody telling you what to do, they actually take your power away. And so we don't want to take your power away. What we want to do is move into a space where you feel empowered. Okay, you feel empowered, and you feel that you really have a handle on what your next steps are. And that's very, very important. Okay, so that's what we want to kind of explain with the Akashic Records. Also, there's a class coming up. There's a class here in Akron, Ohio, and I want to get the right dates on that one. And that, I want to say it is, I just had the dates here and they went bye-bye. Excuse me. But if I'm not mistaken, let me just take a look here. They are towards the end of July. And so the dates for the class are July 20th, 21st, and 23rd. So again, the class dates are the July 20th, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Sorry about that. So That is the level one. And we're going to be doing then a level two in August. And we'll also be doing a level one in August. So you just have to kind of tune in and see what will work for you. All right. So, oh, and what do you learn in the class? I'm sure you're probably wondering, what do I learn at an Akashic Records workshop? Well, at the Akashic Record workshop, you learn how to access your Akashic Records. You learn how to consciously have available to you this wonderful information. You have the tools to utilize the information that is stored in your Akashic Record energy, and you can access it consciously. And it can access it consciously daily or a few times a day. I mean, imagine the impact access to this wisdom could have in your everyday life. So again, in a workshop, in a level one workshop, you learn how to consciously access the wisdom and insight from your Akashic Records, and you learn how to better understand your purpose and soul's intention with that information. You learn how to use your Akashic Records to gain clarity in every area of your life, and you also learn how to access greater levels of creativity using your Akashic Record energy, and that also can expand your awareness. And the bonus on all of this is that you align with your heart energy and you open your heart to yourself and others. And so by the end of this wonderful, profound weekend, you feel more expansive. You know how to access your Akashic Records to gain insight on relationships and prosperity, life lessons, career path, creative arts, or any scenario you can think of. So, again, it's something that you might want to think about and you might want to consider. And, again, that's going to be in Akron, Ohio, and it's going to be on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And those are partial days. We're going to be working for a few hours on the probably around 4 hours on Friday, about 4 or 5 hours on Friday, about 3 hours on Saturday, and another 5 hours on Sunday. So it's a 3-day class. So you get the ability and the chance to really work with this energy and experience the energy, and it's all about helping you understand more about what your soul's journey is in this lifetime and helping you direct that information so you can use it in your life on a regular, everyday basis. So, I mean, you have to understand that working with the Akashic Records is probably one of the most powerful tools available on the planet today to help us remember our oneness with God. Or if you don't like the word God, you can use spirit or source or universe. But it's important for us to know. And it's important that we work with the Akashic Record energy for those people who are called to it. You see, not everyone is called to learning about accessing their own Akashic Records. You get called from your heart. It's kind of a knowing that you have to move forward, that it's your next step. And for those people who are called, that is a plan of theirs to learn more about the Akashic Records and how they work and how they can use them in their life. And then in August, we'll be doing a level two, and that's where you learn how to access the records of others, the land, and animals. But you do have to have the level one first before you can have the level two. So if that's of interest to you, I encourage you to contact me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me and leave a message, and I'll call you back. And that number is 216-691-1233, and you can call that 24 hours a day and leave a message, and that'll be just fine. So who's out there that wants to talk tonight? I really would love to talk to someone. By the way, let me just kind of explain. We were talking about the workshop, too. When I was saying that people who are called to the energy of the Akasha, they have expressed, my students have expressed that for example, healers and doctors and nurses who have taken classes, they have experienced that opening their records in service to their clients, they're able to actually expand their own the healing energy that they are in service to provide. parents who have taken the workshop feel that when they open their records, they better understand how to best parent their children. Even actors, for that matter, actors and actresses, they open their records to go deeper into the character of what they're working with, whether it's a commercial or an actual play, and they get a better idea of how to feel, hear the underlying essence of what the writer intended. Also, writers take an Akashic Records workshop to break their writer's block, expand their storylines, and go deeper into their characters or their book outline. Artists open up their records to consciously partner with that divine within them to paint or sculpt or design or create or even create new mediums. I mean, we also have musicians that write music from the Akashic Records. Teachers learn how to open their Akashic Records to create a better curriculum. And that's not just teachers in like high school or traditional school, but teachers, Reiki teachers, or various teachers of spiritual aspects that learn how to work with their Akashic Records are able to create a curriculum for workshops that not only better serve their students, but go deeper into the aspect of what they actually want to teach. And, you know, we never teach when we always learn something when we teach. And, you know, also, the Akashic Records, and if you listen to the program before, you know that I do business coaching through the Akashic Records for people who are entrepreneurs or own their own business or salespeople or help people with their careers. But business owners to take the and this is just a level one workshop, by the way, that I'm talking about. They learn how to open their records to create better business, new products, and, you know, and really lead and manage with their heart. So the idea here is that the Akashic Records are yours. It's like this tool that you, like I said, you can use it everywhere in every area of your life. One of the things that I absolutely adore about working with my Akashic Records is that I can open my records when I'm reading a book, whether it's a sacred text or a spiritual book or a New Age, self-help book or a factual book, you know, something that's not nonfiction. And I can, like, hear the unwritten commentary of the authors. I get better insight when I read with my records open, so I have a better understanding of what I need to know from the things that I'm reading. Again, it's like reading in between the lines. So the idea is that you can use the records also to, if you happen to go to a museum and want to view art, and if you see art in a whole different way when you have your records open, or go to a concert and listen to the classics. You just hear things in a different way. Walks in nature. By opening your Akashic Records and walking in nature, you see things that you've never seen before, as well as even if you were to play with your pets. You know, playing with your pets is very important because that allows you to go ahead and kind of, or for that matter, playing with your grandchildren, your children, or your pets, you just kind of get a better sense of them, you know. So, you know, working with the Akashic Records is something that I have found to be very, very rewarding over the 16 years that I've been doing this. And, you know, the Akashic Records consultation is clearly not like a psychic reading. I would love to talk to somebody, but since no one's calling in, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you more about what the Akashic Records are and how they can serve you. But, you know, I have friends who are psychics, and the Akashic Records are not like a psychic reading. For example, in a typical psychic reading, the energy source for the information is the third eye. And that when a person accesses the third eye, they read the energy around a person, which is mutable and changeable. So what may be true today may not be true tomorrow, because, you know, we're on a free will-based planet. So everything has to do with free will choice. With an Akashic Record consultation, the source of the energy of the Akashic Record consultation is the heart connected to the mind that goes directly to source. So we go in underneath to the core issue to access what is either causing the block or the behavior pattern, or we can also access the soul's intention for having various challenges or relationship issues. Also, with a psychic reading, typically it begins with the psychic telling you what they're getting, if you will, which calls for their interpretation. Again, this is nothing against psychics. I love psychics, and I love a good psychic reading because it really helps me. But they have, if a psychic's using, let's say, cards or runes or some type of symbols, they have to interpret those symbols for you. And so with an Akashic Record consultation, the consultation itself is based 100% on your questions. So that the so if you're doing an Akashic Record consultation with me, I'll tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. But I don't ever interpret, because what's important is it's your information, it's not my information. So that's why, you know, I don't want to interpret anything and just tell you what I see, feel, or hear. We don't tell the futures. So like we said that about earlier, or we don't answer should questions. So for example, if you ask a question, should I move, or will I get more money, or et cetera, the Akashic Record consultation is of a different vibration. It goes to the deeper core issue of the soul's intention surrounding the situation. So what happens during consultation is that we help you understand how to expand your joy, and you're actually feeling more joy while you're being held in the healing divine energy of the Akasha. And as I mentioned, they'll never tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need to make the appropriate decisions. So again, we want you to ask open-ended questions. And if you want more information on the Akashic Records, all you have to do is give me a call, and I will be happy to email you some information. And let's take a look. Now, we have a question from Deanna. The question is, she has a recurrent dream, and she's had this dream for years when she was a kid until mid-20s. All right. Let's see. Let me read this dream. I was standing at a lake with my hands tied behind my back on a post. I am staring across the lake, and there are many people on the other side. It is a bright day, and I'm wondering what the Akashic Records might say about this. Okay, so, well, first of all, let's see. Let me just wait to see what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records have to say. Well, the first thing that has to do is the abandonment issue. There's also a sense of separation, but the abandonment issue is big. It's about being like on the outside looking in, feeling left out, and there's also a despair here. And it's, what's interesting is a despair and a joy, that's the feeling I'm getting. It's like, even though what they're showing me is that you're standing with your hands tied behind your back and the post, there's this feeling of pride, almost of joy, yet a sadness. And I don't know what that means, Deanna. You'll have to understand that, but what is important for you to understand is that in this lifetime, it is important for you to understand that no matter what happens, you are never alone. And even though this dream was recurrent, it's important for you to really get clear that your spiritual life is more important than what other people think. So you truly need to follow your heart where your bliss is, I mean, where your beliefs are. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go around telling other people they're wrong. What is important is that you move forward into knowing you're right. And it's going to be real important that you continue to stand up for your rights and not back down. I don't know what's going on in your life. They're not showing me. But you need to stand up for what you believe to be right and not worry about being left behind. Again, this is not about attacking someone. It's about holding your own, you're holding your ground in what you truly believe to be your own integrity. I hope this has been helpful. I would love to have you just email me back if you have any questions about what just came forward from the Akashic Records. And then, again, if you have any questions about what was just said. So do let me know, we can move on from there. And if anybody else has a question, you can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com, or you can just call in at 888-429-5471, or that's toll-free in the U.S. or Canada, or you can dial 011, that's our country code, 530-513-6472. Okay. So, you know, abandonment is a big issue for many, many people. And we need to really understand that many times when we feel the most alone is when we are being asked to move into our own divinity, our own knowingness. And that would be very important, very, very important. So if you would just consider that, that would be really great. Hopefully that is helpful. Okay, it's 11:33. And let's see what else can we talk about tonight. Let me see what else the message from the Akashic Records are. So, here's another piece of this wonderful puzzle. It's about your own personal acceptance and your own boundaries. And it has to do with you going deep into your heart about what you believe to be true. I'm speaking to a few people out there that have issues of not wanting to speak their truth. And I would like to say that the masters, teachers, and loved ones are supporting you in speaking your truth, again, from a place of love, not from a place of rebellion, from a place of love and understanding that by loving yourself enough to speak your truth, you have the power to move forward into doing what you love and into standing up for yourself. So that's very, very important, okay? Very, very important that you understand why your thoughts are the way they are, okay? And you have to consider the idea that the majority of our thoughts, okay, were created by somebody else. I mean, as we've mentioned before, the opinions of others, in many cases, form our belief systems. And so we have to be very clear where we're getting those beliefs from. How do we get them? And what if they're wrong? We even form our opinions of ourselves by other people's opinions. And you know, that's just not fair, is it? It's not fair that we use somebody else's opinion to judge ourselves. And so the Akashic Records are very clear on us doing exactly what we feel that would make us the most proud at the moment. So if it feels good to relax for 10 minutes, then you need to do that. If you feel more about that you need to get up and do the dishes because you don't want to do them tomorrow, then do that. But the reality is that the more we do what it feels right for us, the better off we're going to be. The better off we're going to be, and that's so important for us to know and learn. Because it's not about what we should do, it's about what's going to make us feel good about ourselves in a way that wants us to be proud of ourselves. We have to use that information that way. So I really encourage you to take a look at your life to continue to do that. Okay. All right, folks, it's 11:37. And again, if I can get some questions, I will continue talking. If I no questions, then I will, or either email questions or call in questions, then I'm going to cut this short because I have delivered my message for you. And it's up to you to do with what you need to do with that information. So, again, you can contact me privately for your own individual consultation. See, if you call in here on the radio, it's free. If we, so that's one of the real positives about calling in is you get a free consultation on the air. So, again, you can call me privately at 216-691-1233. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And I want to say that I so deeply care about you, and it's important to get feedback that this is important to you. I've got to tell you, though, I love the emails in between about people who have found benefit from the program. It makes it all worthwhile because I do this because of you. I do this because of service. And so getting your feedback that it is helping is very, very important. So, okay, again, Deanna, I hope that the answer to that question was helpful. If you have any further questions for me to go deeper, please feel free to go ahead and ask. And so I'm going to go ahead and close the records. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing. Oh, we got a call, so I got a call just in time as I was closing those records. Here we are. Hi, caller. Hello.
Hi. Donna Fox?
That would be me.
Hi. I have, like, a serious question. I've been told by people that that we think of time as kind of linear, in the so-called rational mind.
Uh-huh.
But so these people, when they talk about the Akashic Records, they tell me that basically you could tap into information that hasn't even been thought yet or even created yet. So you can actually tap into the future. Is this true?
Well, may I ask who I'm speaking to? What is your name?
Well, I don't give my name over the air.
Oh, okay.
Call myself
that's
Mr.
Right.
X.
That's okay, Mr.
Right.
X. That's just fine.
You can call me Joe. You can call me Joe.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Joe.
And
okay.
And just what are you, East Coast, West Coast?
I'm calling from Asheville, North Carolina, actually.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Okay, so that's a great question about time and the Akashic Records. Yes, in this frequency, in this vibration, obviously, on planet Earth, we have created time in a linear way. In the Akashic Records, the reason there is no time is because everything is kind of happening at once. But the reality is that it has to do with so many probabilities and possibilities. The example they're giving me has to do with they'd like you to imagine an apple tree that's full of fruit. Okay? Mm-hmm. This apple tree is just full of fruit, unlimited fruit on the apple tree. And only you can decide which apple you're going to take down at a time.
Well,
so that's when we're in body in the earth.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right. So the idea here is that although all of those apples exist, it has to do with our free will choice that picks that apple. Because nothing is written as absolute. Because it depends on which your vibration, which apple you choose, because you have a myriad of different choices of apples.
I still don't see how that taps into the future.
Well,
I mean, if the apple didn't grow yet.
You have to think about the apples as the future. Each apple represents a different situation in the future.
All right.
Okay. And based on what you choose, based on which apple you choose, you're either going to get a sour apple, you're going to get a sweet apple, you might get one with a worm in it. But it has to do with your free will choice of the future, based on the choices you make today. Now, if we were all in spirit, then those choices wouldn't even actually make a difference to us, because we are in spirit and we can manifest whatever we want in spirit.
I always have a difficult time with that. I can understand eternity with no problem, but whenever I think of being in spirit, I always still come along with this linear thought process. In other words, we go to purgatory for 5,000 years or 50 million years, and then we get out of purgatory, and then we go to heaven, or something like that, some kind of scenario.
First of all, that's a man-made concept.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of purgatory and heaven and hell is all about man's idea of control.
I get that.
It has nothing to do with truth. It has to do with a myth that humans were taught in order to control themselves. It's like about little kids thinking about Santa Claus, and that Santa Claus is watching them at all times, and they have to be good in order to get a good present.
Well,
same concept.
I don't buy religious philosophy and any of that, but I still have a difficult time dealing with the Morbus loop, Moebius loop or something, where you go around eternity, around and around in a loop.
We don't go in a loop. That's the piece.
Nothing's going.
It's not about a loop.
So I want to get information say, creative. I want to go to the Akashic information to find out what should I do for my October 15th meeting this year. Could I get that information somehow?
Well, you could get it from me privately, because then I would have your current legal name. And what would happen is that what would come forward is your action steps to make that meeting to help that meeting become more successful for you.
All right, so
but
there
it
is
cannot
a
give you
can
an outcome, because it's also based on other people's free will choice.
Okay. All right,
nothing is written in stone.
I have your information. And the information is you could, your email is on the web. I'm looking at your lovely picture now.
Well, if you're looking at my website, that email address is wrong. The email address that is correct is info,
right,
at akashicwisdom.com. If it's on the BBS radio website, that email is correct.
Well, that's what I'm on. I'm on.
Yeah, that's
BBS.
Right. Then if you're on BBS Radio, that information is correct. It's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com.
Cool. So I could send you stuff, and we can converse more.
You certainly
Great.
Can. We can certainly make it. We can make a telephone appointment, and we can talk for an hour and a half, all about your stuff.
Wonderful. Well, I have it, and I want to. I'll send you an email so that you could tell me all the stuff.
I'll be glad to send you back all the information on how to prepare for a consultation, and again, we ask that you have no drugs or alcohol 24 hours before the consultation, and the consultation is based 100% on your questions, but I don't want to see the questions ahead of time. I'm
going to send you an email, and so you could send me the stuff back. You must have some sort of regular email.
I do. I have a typical email that I send everyone. Sure. Absolutely. It's a long one, but I'm happy to do that. I'm sorry?
Donna Fox?
Yeah, D-A-H-N-A-F-O-X.
I know one thing good about BBS. I'm sorry. Where are you physically? I'm always curious.
I'm physically in Ohio.
Ohio. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Akron,
well, I just
Ohio.
I've just become a fan of BBS.
It's a great station.
Yeah, interesting kind of thing. It really is. And I kind of left it on, and I was listening to the last show, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I'll stay up all night. You're like George Norrie.
Well, remember they have archives too.
Well, that's super.
Yeah.
And it's free to call in. Well, I thank
Absolutely.
You so very much for being there.
Well, thank you. And this is your first time listening. Is that correct?
To you, yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Joe.
Bless you.
Just a regular Joe.
I mean, that
Joe.
Is my
that's
real
great.
Name, but I don't use
I know,
that
I know.
Name.
I was teasing you. I was teasing you.
You know,
I got it. No problem.
I get too controversial and stuff like that, and I don't. You know, I'm not a conspiratorial kind of a character, but I get in trouble.
Well, you know what? Your privacy. You know, it's that's why sometimes people will email me questions, because they'll
right.
email me questions, and they'll put their current legal name on the email, and they'll say, "But call me such and such when you're answering the question," so that their privacy is protected.
Well, you know, Asheville is a real hotbed of New Age thought.
Say again?
Did you know
Ashland?
That?
Oh, yeah.
No, Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville, North Carolina. Oh, yes, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Are you originally from there?
Oh, no. I came from Philadelphia, and then I was drawn here mystically.
Uh-huh.
Like so many, many, many people talk
sure.
about the mysterious drawing.
Well, it's got some interesting energy there.
And it's getting more and more and more. So Ohio's not too far away. Ohio may well be under the sea, so you want to come a little bit
No, you have to do your research. Ohio will not be under the sea, not based on the new maps. It's probably one of the safest places around.
Read that Gordon Michael Scallion's map. Which one?
I don't know, but the one I saw, we were okay. Californians aren't going to be so hot, but Florida might not be
well,
there.
Well, California,
but
it depends. There's some of the islands there. The California islands are going to be like the Hawaiian islands, you know?
Yeah.
That's
but
I mean.
No, Ohio's, last map I looked at, Ohio's going to be just fine. So we're right by the Great Lakes. So it's...
just fine, and you're right by the Great Lakes.
Yep,
all
that's right.
Sweetheart.
I know that sounds crazy, but that's what I've been hearing, and that's what I saw, so I don't know.
I'll stay in Asheville.
Okay.
so nice talking to you, Donna.
Nice talking to you. All right.
All right.
And just as a comment, you know, because we create our own reality, there are many opinions on how the world will go. And I know there's some scientific things to back it up, but we still create it. And what we focus on, we get.
That's true.
So I'm focusing on the fact that Ohio's going to be just
here.
Fine.
I won't, go anywhere but here.
Yeah. Okay, kiddo. All right.
Bless your soul.
All right. Have a great evening. Thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye. Well, that's great. I'm so glad he called in. That's a wonderful topic, isn't it? You know, what is time all about? You know, time is something that we have chosen to look at. Time carries so many lessons for us. If you think about time, time has to do with how we plan our lives, how much we feel in balance, where our boundaries are. how we manage our time has everything to do that's connected with our self-esteem. How we manage our time has to do with our procrastination or the lack of it, or our motivation, or our feeling of being driven. So there's many times you'll hear people say, "I don't have enough time." And many times the idea of "I don't have enough time" is directly related to "I don't have enough money" or "I don't have enough love." And so when we look at lack in one area of our life, then we have to look at how that lack is affecting the other parts of our life. Every action we have is like a pebble in a pond that has outreaching vibrations, whether it's a thought, a word, a deed, it's all out there. And just like email can never be erased, words and thoughts can never be unthought, or an action can never be reversed, because it all carries vibration and frequency. And we know, you know, when you think about that, it makes you a little bit more aware of how you express yourself. I mean, naturally, we're human, and we have a tendency to forget things, but sometimes the human emotion of anger comes forward. You know, that anger is okay, too. And that emotion's okay too, as long as it doesn't dominate your life. Every now and then, everybody has a reason to get angry. As long as you don't carry it too far, and you can get rid of that energy. But it's really important for us to focus on that which we truly want. That's real important. And you guys have just been wonderful, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you again, Joe, for calling and your wonderful questions. I look forward to speaking with you again. And again, if anybody would like to call me privately, they can dial me up at 216-691-1233. We can set up a telephone appointment. And the other thing is that, again, remember that workshop is coming up in July. And again, it was July 21st and 22nd, I think it was. Yeah. And I just put the paper away. It's excuse me. You know, no, it's July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Oh, there you go. July 20th, 21st, and 22nd is a level one. Okay. Well, you know what? It's coming to again. If there's another call, get your dialers going, because I'm about ready to sign off, so you can call in and on a couple more minutes, and you can call in 888-429-5471 is the toll-free number, or you can dial 530-513-6472. So feel free to dial in. It is now 11:53 in Akron, Ohio, and it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a miracle-filled week. Honoring our dads from last week, and the energy of our Father, also the energy of the Divine, energy of the Mother, and the energy of the greatness of who you are. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that I belong. I am a child of the earth, and I am a being and a product of divine energy, as we all are. We need to go deep into gratitude for the week, deep into gratitude for all that we are, all that we are not, and all that we are yet to be. So I'm about to close the records now, because I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those out there that are listening via live or archive, we ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic records are now closed. You'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Have a miracle-filled week, and I will talk to you next week on the getting ready for Independence Day. What are you going to be independent about? What is your special wish for independence that you can carry from the solstice forward? Very powerful solstice we just had. Okay, so again, have a miracle-filled week. I love you all. This is Donna Fox, signing off. Good night, everybody.